You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Do you have Kim Kardashian news? I know it's not often that we talk about Kim K.
No.
However, something caught my eye, which I wanted to bring up with you.
It's like, when will you stop talking about the Kardashians? When they go away.
Yeah, pretty much. Kim Kardashian posted overnight a picture of a painting.
Okay.
Which, Simo, she claimed was done by her 7-year-old daughter, North.
How was it, a Monet? Or was it the Mona Lisa?
I tell you what, it wasn't far off. Like, I've got the picture here. It looks like it's a beautiful painting. It looks like a Japanese kind of.
Oh no, it's not the bridge.
Lake
is it?
Or no, it doesn't have the bridge in.
Okay,
but it looks like a lake. There's some trees and a mountain in the background. Simo, here, I've got the painting here. I'm handing it to you. It's a beautiful painting. Like, I would pay good money for something like that.
Okay, all right.
And Kim Kardashian, she posted that to her Instagram story, and she is claiming that her 7-year-old daughter, North painted that.
So funny. So Northwest is quite good with a paintbrush.
Well, apparently, I mean, this painting, it looks like something that's like a professional art scholar has done.
Hmm.
So people are kind of obviously kind of looking at it going, seven-year-old child painted that.
Do we think maybe that North has pegged this off the internet and handed it into class?
Well, I don't know. It looks like it was actually painted.
Okay. All right.
It's not like a picture off the internet, but
all right.
I don't know.
Wow.
A lot of people are saying online that it obviously was not North.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of alternate learning going on in that household, I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Things going on.
Yeah, definitely not a standard education for the kids, I'd say. But various comments saying, I'm a primary school teacher with 45 years experience. That was not painted by a 7-year-old.
There you go.
Another comment said, if North painted that, I'll move to Tibet and vow silence and become a monk.
Okay, well, good luck to them with their silent futures.
However, amidst all the comments of people claiming that this is fake, there are some that are sticking up for.
Yeah.
Like, there's one comment I saw that says, there's actually a YouTube video where the guy shows you how to do that.
Mm.
I've seen several kids with that exact same painting.
Oh, right. So okay, maybe, so some kind of tutorial.
I mean, maybe it is true, maybe it's not, but
yeah, her posting rogue things on the gram is not uncommon.
Yeah.
So last night, how many hours ago was this? Jeez, it made me laugh. Was this morning? Yeah, it was this morning. About 45 minutes ago.
Yeah. The fresh Kim Kardashian news.
So she posted a photo of her and her sister, right? Just going around to the beach.
Which one's the sister? Is that Chloe?
Chloe, yeah,
okay, yeah.
Yeah,
good.
Right? And she's captioned it. There's two mermaid emojis there. And it says, somehow in this crazy life we found each other. Now...
Yeah.
Like, they're sisters.
That's probably how they found each other. They both came from the same womb.
They both grew up in the same house. Now, to be fair, a Kardashian house, I assume, is huge.
Oh, yeah.
And you could probably lose a few siblings.
So where's Chloe? I don't know. Haven't seen her in 3 months. she's at that end of the house.
She's probably there somewhere.
She's in our fifth pool room.
You'll have to pack a compass. You'll need a map. You'll need rations to go and find them. So they're good fun, aren't they?
It's like, oh, which room's Chloe in? Oh, it's the same room that North just painted the Mona Lisa in.
Oh dear!
Go up the elevator, down the corridor, half a mile, turn right by this fountain, and there it is.
So it's Northwest, isn't it?
I think
the kid's name, and then the other one is Saint West.
I thought it was Southwest.
Oh, gosh. Really?
I don't follow the Kardashians at all. That could have been a meme that I'm taking for legit.
That's why they don't need a compass, because they've put a kid at each quadrant in the house.
Yeah, so they
they know which way is south, which way is west, and which way is east.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan are with you talking censorship.
Are we?
Well, yes. You worked as a censor, right? Or a censor of a type.
What do you mean? I didn't. Yeah. When did I work as a censor?
Yeah, you had to censor when you were a panelist, right? You had to make sure no bad words went on air.
Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, so one of my previous jobs at another radio station, I was in charge of doing all the buttons and that sort of stuff, and one of the buttons happened to be dump in case someone said a naughty word.
Yeah, talking about fire trucks or something.
Yeah, fire trucks.
Really upset with
whole
the
whole lot of fire trucks.
Really upset with the RFS.
I know.
However, censorship of a different kind, this time Facebook. Now, we have a colleague in this building. His name is Gaz, and he has run into numerous complaints on Facebook through images he might post.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's been revealed that the algorithm is way out of control.
So the algorithm for Facebook?
Correct, for censorship on Facebook.
So hang on, so just quickly, so when you post a picture, the algorithm says, no, that picture is inappropriate, and you're like, what, that's just like a cake I made or something like that.
Yeah, it'll pick up whether or you're trying to maybe sell something on a personal page, or maybe that the objects in that photo are a little too sexy, that kind of thing.
Right.
I mean,
if it was a photo with me, it would obviously be a bit too sexy. But
yeah, there's no photos of you on the internet.
I know, you can't find one. I tried to upload one once, broke the internet.
Way too
hot. Seriously, you think Kim Kardashian broke the internet with the glass of wine on her butt thing? No, it's just me.
That's true. If Kim Kardashian truly was hot, you'd never see her.
Yes.
So a owner of a small digital photo gallery, he has run into issues with Facebook for supposedly overtly sexual images that he's been posting.
Okay.
All right. So let me know if any of these get you going. So these are the ones that just didn't work for him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So blocks have happened to over 400 of his images, including a neon sign featuring the word disco.
Okay.
Now, how does that?
Safe to say no arousal.
Not hot and bothered by that?
It's a sign that says the word disco.
Yeah. Apparently that was no good.
So Facebook, you've got the picture on your screen. It's literally just one of those lit up signs. It says the word disco on a black background.
Yeah.
That was genuinely, Facebook thought that that was, Mark Zuckerberg thought that that was too sexy.
Yeah, he's got some standards that he's trying to uphold. This one's my personal favourite.
Oh, the English cricket team.
In black and white. It's in black and white.
When you think sexy, you think the English cricket team.
You think about the Brits in white hats. That's what you think.
That got banned as well.
That whole song, You Can Leave Your Hat On, that was about them.
Well, they've all got their hats on because they're fielding.
So apparently that was a little too sexy.
Why was that too? Oh, I don't know.
I think it may be the colour scheme, black and white. You can read a little bit too much into it.
Yeah, but you can also read into the fact it's the English cricket team.
Are you saying they're not hot?
Yes.
Also, my other honourable mentions, ripples. He took some photos of some ripples in a pond.
Ripples?
Yeah.
Oh, like waves?
Yeah, when you throw a stone in there and it ripples out.
Okay.
Well,
maybe we don't know what he threw in there. Maybe he threw in there a full naked woman.
So ripples in the pond were blocked because it seemed to suggest he was selling adult products. My another personal favourite.
You've got a lot of personal favourites. Simo, I'm worried. Do you find all of these
funny?
Is there another kind of emotion?
I find it
when you look at the English cricket team.
Yeah, that's it. I'm really overcome with just sexual lust.
Overcome. Not the best word to use.
But another one which is fantastic is the photo of a high-rise office building, like a really strong, really tall building.
Look, what we're learning is that Mark Zuckerberg has to change his Facebook algorithm, or he really likes the word disco and the English cricket team.
Yep. So just be wary of what you put up online. It may be too hot to trot.
And don't post pictures of the English cricket team.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, what's the biggest sporting event that's happening in the world at the moment?
Well, Super Bowl's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
That was over 100 million viewers, but the tennis is on.
Right.
So that's got to be the biggest thing happening at the moment.
I mean, technically, yes, you are correct, but I did want to talk about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, ignore that question.
All right,
Simo, what's the biggest sporting event that just happened a couple of days ago in America?
That'd be the Super Bowl.
Oh, brilliant. No, I'm not a fan of American football, so I don't actually want to talk about the game itself.
Throw on the pig skin.
Is that what they could say?
I think that's what they say, yeah.
Probably. Like, you could say anything and I go, oh, okay. Oh, they're just playing with the pigeon ball and that's whatever. It's like, yeah,
well,
fascinating.
For instance, you might think touchdown just comes from Mark Holden and Australian Idol.
Of which I do.
2000.
And NASA when the rockets land.
Is that what they say?
I hope so.
Right.
So it's coming into land, it's like gliding in and there we go and all NASA's like, touchdown!
No, it does come from this particular sport, I believe.
Yeah, no, I believe... They're the equivalent of tries. I don't know.
Yeah.
American football, not my strong point.
Rockets, though,
and NASA.
And Australian Idol.
Things that NASA say and judges on Australian Idol. Mate, I got that back.
Fantastic.
No, but there was a streak during the Super Bowl. Did you see this?
I did see this. Pink Man, was it Pink Mankini or something?
Something like that. He's like one of these YouTubers. His name is Yuri Andrade. I probably said that wrong.
Okay.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, he struck across the ground wearing a hot pink G-string.
That's the one, yeah.
He was later arrested for trespass and spent the night in jail. He had to pay $500 bail to get out of jail. Although it turns out that he's actually going to make a lot of money from this. Do you know why?
Is that because of the sheer amount of people watching? And he probably had some brand or some advertising deal?
No.
Oh, okay. What? Why?
Because before the Super Bowl, this guy placed a bet of $50,000 that there would be a streaker.
Oh, you're kidding.
In the Super Bowl. Then all of a sudden he rocks up to the Super Bowl. Is that streaker?
Yeah.
And having bet $50,000, he walked away with $374,000.
Do they pay that out?
I should say it hasn't been paid out yet.
Yeah.
It's still like kind of under investigation.
Yeah, that's going to go straight to court.
I'm sure there'll be some way that they claim that that's not allowed.
Yeah.
But yeah. If it is cleared. He's made a heck of a lot of money.
Opens up a lot of options, doesn't it?
It really does.
A lot of sporting events in Australia.
A lot of
Jordan opportunities that I'm sensing.
I mean, Simo, you said the Australian Open's on at the moment.
It is, yeah.
I think Nick Kyrgios is playing tonight.
But it's a bit more of a tricky...
Halfway through the second set.
It's hard to get down on the court, though.
What do you mean?
Because it's raised. So it's,
oh, yeah, that's a good point.
It's more tricky. You need some kind of flying fox or parachute.
Can we move the tennis to, like, the SCG or something with just, like, a waist-high fence, which is easier to leap over?
Yeah, then you'll be able to get away with it. But, yeah, you'd have to find some other reason to, I don't know. It's clever, though, isn't it, in a way?
Well, I mean, I guess clever. I'm sure in some way illegal.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, now I think about it, streaking on a ground is definitely illegal, hence why he spent the night in jail.
Yeah, and then he's defrauded the betting company as well, so... He could have got himself a pretty good one-way ticket to, not Alcatraz, but to prison of some kind.
But I don't know, maybe, but, I mean, it is kind of it's an illegal way, yeah, but it is a clever way to kind of make money.
Here's where we harbour our most dangerous criminals.
I know, yeah, that's my point. Like, this is one of our most dangerous criminals, a guy running across an American football field in a pink G-string.
Yeah,
You won't sleep at night because of how bad he is. It's like, no, I won't sleep at night because I've just seen that.
We harbour all our dangerous criminals here. People who defrauded the Wall Street. Donald Trump and this YouTuber.
Donald Trump impeachment. I think it starts today or tomorrow or something like that. It's like, once they've done with that, can we impeach this guy in a pink bikini?
Put him in. Yeah, do it at the same time.
Oh, yeah, same time.
It's pretty much the same crime.
Yeah, why not?
Simo and Jordan.
Space is the final frontier.
We're going to go, Jordan.
Are we?
Me. I'll take you to the moon.
Are NASA involved with this? Because I'd...
No, Space Force is.
Oh.
They're the new branch.
Who is Space Force?
They're the new branch of government over there in the States.
Kind of sounds like what the Thunderbirds would be called.
Space Force, our go.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken. Well, release. That's what they call one of their rockets, I assume.
Yes, I don't know.
So, DJ Trump's come up with Space Force. Do you remember that one?
Oh, vague. Actually, you mention it, yeah.
It's been a whole 12 months of Space Force.
Mm-hmm.
It's had the most they got done in that time was that TV series with Steve Carell on Netflix called Space Force. However, with its one-year birthday, they decide to christen the name of what the individuals employed by Space Force would be called.
Okay.
So, for instance, Navy, what do you have?
What do you mean, like what the boats are called, or?
Sailors.
Okay, sailors, okay.
Army
people.
Soldiers,
I know.
That's right. Okay, Space Force.
Well, I mean, astronauts is...
No, they're NASA.
That's NASA.
Yeah, yeah.
Cosmonauts is the Russian space program.
That's a band.
Probably is too. I don't know, galactic officers.
Not bad, like it. So... they have now decided to christen the names of the 2,000 members of the United States' newest branch of the armed forces. They will be called Space Force. It's good, you know, they're going to be called Guardians.
Guardians.
So you've got Navy sailors, you've got Army soldiers, and you've got Space Force Guardians.
And they do go to the galaxy, so they... technically they're the Space Force Guardians of the galaxy.
Yep, you've hopped all aboard the rocket ship of what has blown this to pieces on social media. Everyone's saying it's just a complete rip-off of the Marvel series.
Well, this was... So Space Force was, like, something that Trump set up while he was president.
Yep.
I think he was saying, was it just a case of Trump watching Guardians of the Galaxy and kind of going, I like that name. I'm going to keep it.
So the Space Force website is blown up with people saying that Guardians of the Galaxy, obviously straight from the Marvel series, as well as the video game Destiny,
okay,
which is hugely popular. But they have hit back to say that it has a long use in space history, space operations, the name Guardians, tracing back to the original command motto of the Air Force Space Command called Guardians of the High Frontier.
That feels like someone's just kind of very much Googled that at the last minute.
Now, if you're a guardian of the high frontier, I think typically there's probably some green vegetable material and a whole lot of smoke involved.
And yeah, it doesn't sound as cool as Guardians of the Galaxy as well.
I'm the guardian of the high volunteer, man. The high frontier. Ah, oh, so stupid.
I reckon that explanation kind of sounds like, you know, at the Space Force, they said, yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, brilliant, and now everyone's turned around on them, and they're like saying, no, it's not Guardians of the Galaxy. Look, this, in 1876 or whatever it was, the Guardians of whatever it was. That's why we called it that. Yeah, it's not Guardians of the Galaxy. Totally different.
So do you know what they call their superior officer?
Oh, I don't know.
Any ideas?
So they call them Guardians.
Yep.
They're just the soldier equivalent.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Guardians 2.0.
Star-Lord?
No, come on.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
It's Simo and Jordan, a quick discussion about the opera.
Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of opera?
I have performed in opera.
Oh, have you?
I was in a production of La Boheme.
Oh, that's a good one. Never heard of it.
It's it was the, you know, Moulin Rouge, the film?
Isn't that the one where... Is that the thing? Is that the place in Paris where all the naked girls perform on stage?
Yeah. That's the same place.
So you were a naked girl on stage in an opera?
Only in my mind. But the that particular place, there's an opera like named after that particular place.
Okay.
But no, I was just a mere child, Jordan. I played a street urchin who sang in Italian about a French place. It was quite odd.
Yes, for an Australian child to be playing a French singing in Italian.
Now that you think about it.
Yeah.
But the money was
very well travelled.
The money was good.
I imagine. Well, yeah, but money when you're a child, anything money is good.
Very
yep,
true.
Yep, 50 cents. It's like, oh, I'm loaded, I'm rich. And then you go to the real world and you're like, not really.
That's so many starburst lollies.
Mm.
So a opera production in Sydney at the moment is Franz Lehár's The Merry Widow.
Do you appear in that?
I do not, but I tell you who went and saw it was Nicole Kidman and who's her other half?
Keith Urban.
Those two went and sat down and enjoyed the opera. Night at the Opera.
Well, I mean, fantastic.
And they enjoyed it so much that they decided to provide a standing ovation to the performers. Kidman and...
Simo, you're not breaking... This isn't groundbreaking news.
Wait for
it. It's like that people do a standing ovation at the end of a performance that they have enjoyed.
But I'm just setting you up, okay?
Okay.
Right? So, as they stood up, one man sitting behind the couple grew irritated with the enthusiasm and told them to sit back down. This is according to the Sydney Morning Herald. He wanted them to stop showing their appreciation for the cast.
Oh, drama at the opera. Just please tell me there's like bouncers and security guards at the opera just to break up if there's a punch up.
Keith Urban refused, carried on standing and clapping, prompting the anonymous audience member to swat Nicole Kidman with his opera program.
Nicole Kidman's been swatted with an opera program.
Yes, she got swatted good. So Keith then called over the bodyguards to escort Nicole and her mum from the venue.
Also, hang on, so they were like Keith and Nicole's personal body, not like security.
Correct, yeah.
I assume this swatting of various people with programs doesn't often happen at opera.
Gets better. The opera house security also intervened and police were soon summoned. For swatting someone with an opera program.
Imagine the police when they get that call. It's like, well, quick, we need your help. There's been an altercation at the opera. And they're like, at the opera? At a football match, I'd understand. But opera?
Yeah. Can we have a look at, please have a look at the weapon, sir?
Yes. it's my program.
Oh, now this one door, so it's, this one's quite a heavier program. This is 67 pages. Typically, they only tend to be about 20.
I understand. Look, well, so what happened? What was the end up of this? Do we know?
Oh, they.
What happened to the swatter?
The police told the man and his mate, both attending the entertainment centre, when the argument broke out. They spoke to both men. No further action was taken.
Mm.
So once the incident was cleared up, Nicole and Keith stayed behind at the venue so that they could greet the star singers backstage.
And continue to do their standing ovation.
And then one of the cast members swatted Nicole. No, there was no more swatting involved.
Okay, good. That's... I'm glad that there was no more swatting.
But you can see Nicole Kidman's new Netflix special, The Swatting.
The Swatting. No, it's not a Netflix special. They're going to make an opera about this. Nicole Kidman being swatted at an opera, coming to a theatre near you.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.